goodness me, there you go. That's Spanner Ballet and True. Well, good morning. This is Tim Allen, megastar here. Sort of popped my ugly head up on the medium wave band and thought I'd do this really trendy link and sort of sit here going, my goodness me, and Nick Carter's just sort of rushed off to make a cup of coffee or something, so there you go. He'll be back in just a couple of microseconds. I think I'm on this afternoon. Don't know what time. Don't ask me. I haven't got a clue, but I think I'm on this afternoon at about 4-ish, apparently, so do listen out, okay, for the Tim Allen, my goodness me, isn't this a trendy show?
Simple Weekend.
And it's lessons on how not to cue a record up time. It's 11:31 here on Watford Sound, 90, no it isn't, what's the frequency? 3050 kilohertz, which is a wavelength of 222 meters.
How long you gonna carry on? This one-on-one charade. Let's dawn and this say we did. That's the game you like to play. Oh, we've been through this for so many that it resolves always the same. I always end up complaining when I got myself to blame. You took the damn game away. Yeah, you think I learned to handle this by now. Just a damn
you
Well, there you go. That's the sound there of those Shalimar brothers. And that one's called A Dead Giveaway. A very good morning if you just tuned in. This is Watford Sound broadcasting to Southampton or something on, I forgot the frequency. What's the frequency? 3050 kHz medium wave, 222 meters on the medium wave band or something like that. I don't know. It's 11:35 right now, and my name's Tim Allen. I'm going to be here probably about the next 10 minutes or so while Nick Carter goes and changes his nappies or something. My goodness me, doesn't this sound exciting? Right, he says, trying to sort of work out how to use these controls in the studio. How about something charty? Yes. Something from those Chart Brothers.
Music power!
This is Those Kinks. And a thing called Come Dancing. It's Watford Sound here, broadcasting on 1350 kHz medium wave, 222 meters. And as I said, my name's Tim Allen, and my goodness me, doesn't that sound real good fun?
They put a parking lot on a piece of land where the supermarket used to stand. Before that, they put up a bowling alley on the site that used to be the local pally. That's where the big band used to come and play. My sister went there on a Saturday. Come dancing, all our boyfriends used to come and call. Why not come dancing? It's only natural. Another Saturday, another day. She would be ready, but she'd always make him wait. In the hallway, in anticipation. He didn't know the night would end up in frustration. He'd end up blowing all his wages for the week. Oh, for a cuddle and a peck on the cheek. I'm dancing. That's how they did it when I was just a kid. And when they said, come dancing, my sister always did. Should have come in at midnight, and my mom would always sit up and wait. It always ended up in a big row when my sister used to get home late. Out of my window I could see them in the moonlight, two silhouettes saying goodnight by the garden gate. The day they knocked down the party, sister's married and she lives on an estate. Her daughter go out, now it's her turn to wait. She knows they get away with things she never could. But if I asked her, I wonder if she would. Come dancing, come on sister, have yourself a song. Don't be afraid to come dancing, it's only natural.
Big band used to play.
you go, that's those King Sisters and the record entitled Come Dancing. And there's a rude joke which goes to that, but I won't go for it. This is What for Sound 222-1350 on the Medium Way Band. My name's Tim Allen. Here's the Corgis and crash those vocals all over the Medium Wave Band.
Look around you. Change your heart. It will astound you. I need your loving like the sunshine. And everybody's got to learn sometime. Everybody's got to learn sometime. Everybody's got to learn sometime.
Those Corgi Uncles had a record entitled
Everybody's Gotta Learn.
Everybody's got to go down to their local. No, it's that. That's those. No, what am I talking about? I think that's a rubbish show, I really am. Just because my car's broken down.
Everybody's gotta learn.
My goodness me, how did I get to the studio today? Was it in a Mothercare 250 pram? I don't know. Right, hello to everybody at Radio Vlas North. Just thought I'd say hello to you. I was listening to you this morning and falling asleep. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to speak to Mr. Nick Carter.
Yeah, I'd just like to say welcome back to my programme, and Tim seems to have taken it over. Actually, some of the programmes coming up a bit later on today you might be interested in. We've got it all sorted out now. 12 till 2, it's the lunchtime programme with Ron Gobble, and then from 2 till 3 is Andy, somebody or other. 3 till 4 is Jeff Stewart with the, for goodness sake, switch our radio off because he's playing funk music. And then 4 till whatever time we decide to close down, it's those Tim Allen sisters, so it's good
and
stuff.
And my goodness me, just doesn't that sound real good fun? It certainly does. This is What for Sound on 222-1350, and a very good Sunday morning to you. It's just coming around to Sunday afternoon, actually. It's 11:43 and 51 seconds, just looking at your watch. And my goodness me, have we got a phone line open?
We haven't at the moment, but we will have just a little bit later.
Hello to Debbie the Brass Trap, Linda. This is Radio, oh god, I keep on forgetting the name of this radio station, International. This is What for Sound on 222 with ABC, and a record from a few months ago, in fact it came out about a year ago basically. This one's called Poison Arrow, 222-1350, very good morning to you.
If I were to say to you, can you keep a secret, would you know just what to do? I'll work to keep it, and I say I love you. Foul the situation. Hey girl, I thought we were the right combination. Who broke my heart? You did, you did. Hold to the target, blame you.
that's those ABC brothers, and why do I always keep on saying brothers at the end of every group? I don't know, it must be the fact that my name's Tim Allen or something like that. This is Watford Sound transmitting from a dustbin on 222 metres, oh, that's better, on the medium wave band. Now time for some mucus news. I just thought I'd do this since I've got nothing else to do. Roman Holloway headlined the GLC Thameside, oh no, that's dead, Thames Day at London, my goodness me, Jubilee Gardens on September the 10th. The concert features various other acts and is free and is bound to be raided by the Home Office. What else have we got here? Bucks Fizz are due to do a string of shows at London's Apollo Theatre from December the 27th to the 31st. The group are expected to have a new stage for the concerts, because Jay Aston crashed through the last one. More raunchy than ever, and Bucks Fizz are due to bring out a new single, Invisible, on September the 9th. And on the subject of Bucks Fizz, here's Casey and the Sunshine Band, and Give It Up. Try and work that one out if you can. Program schedule coming up later today here on Watford Sound is sort of 12 o'clock. It's probably going to be Ron Govel, my goodness me, gobbly a Kleenex to that one, madam. 2 o'clock it'll probably be Andy somebody. And 3 o'clock it's probably going to be
the Jeff Stewart.
The Jeff Stewart. Hey, let's get down and do Tony Blackburn impersonations all over the medium wave band. 4 o'clock it's going to be Tim, I'm not really trying to sound like Tony Blackburn, Alan. And probably 5 o'clock, it'll be the incredibly trendy Tim Allen closed down here on Watford Town 1350 medium wave band.
Everybody wants you. Everybody wants your love. I'd just like to make you mine of mine.
And the Sunshine Band, and a song called Give It Up. Good morning, and welcome back to the Nick Carter Show, right here on Radio Floss, 222 metres, 1350 kilohertz, and it's Watford Sound, though, for this this Sunday. I keep getting confused. It's just gone 10 to 12, and we're not really so compressed, it isn't true, for those of you who are into the technical aspects of things. After the next record, I'll be taking a look at what's on the television a bit later on today. and some of the exciting things. Perhaps you saw the all night of BBC Two playing rock music and things. That was rather good. I must say I didn't see very much of it myself because I was generally out on the town at the time, but it was certainly well worth watching. And American Graffiti I saw a tiny bit of, with Wolfman Jack and everybody making guest appearances right, left and centre and all over the place. Well, here's Yazoo and a song called
Phone Line 866-5620.
I've just been told there's a phone line open and it's 866-5620.
If I wait for just a second more, no, I'll forget what I came here for. My head was so full of things to say, but as I opened my lips, all my words slip away. Your life.
That's Zizou and a song called Nobody's Diary. It's just coming up to goodness knows what time, with the time at just about 3 minutes to 12 on Watford Sound 90.2 on the medium wave. And don't forget that the phone line has just opened, and it's 01 from outside London, 866-5620. And do give us a phone call, because we'd like to know whether you're listening this morning and whether you're hearing us and enjoying the programmes. And Debbie will talk to you and do all sorts of other things to you, probably down the phone. And if Debbie's listening, I'll phone you back in about half an hour's time or 20 minutes and see whether there's any phone calls to take through to the studio. So you'll be having a dedication in less than three quarters of an hour from now if you phone up. So it's 866-5620. Give us a phone call now and gobble Debbie. It's time to look at some of the things on the television a bit later on today. On ITV, it's the big match at 1:15. 2 o'clock was a thing called Living Proof, another chance to see the first of three films about people with unusual lifestyles. And this afternoon they're featuring Bob Williams. At 2:30 there's some other programme on. 3 o'clock it's The Fugitive. 5 o'clock Sale of the Century with Nicholas Parsons. 5:30 Secrets of the Coast. Survival's on at 6 o'clock, and there's one of these National School Choir competitions on at 6:40. Later on tonight there's a film called Casey's Shadow at 7:15. This is all on ITV, featuring Walter Matthau and various other people. And at 9:20 now and then, 10:05, a thing called 2%, and why are those headphones feeding back all over the place? And don't forget later on at just after 11 o'clock news headlines, we've got University Challenge with Bam Bagascoigne. 11:35, a thing called Trapper John. And finally, something fairly stupid. And I'm not sure about Channel 4, I'll look at that a bit later on, but I have been told that apparently Channel 4 won't be on today, because apparently they got raided by the Home Office a little while ago, and they lost all their equipment, so they might not be on today, but I'll take a look at that after Bananarama.
Bye.
have Live Going Live, Bananarama, and a song called Nana, Kiss Him Goodbye, and Stonk That Floss Sideways. It's coming up to news time on Radio 1350 kilohertz, 222 meters. It's Watford Sound, and I just remind you that you can phone us up on 866-5620 and get yourself a live request during the Ron Gobble program, which is coming up between 12 and 2 o'clock. So I'll say catch you again a bit later on, and don't forget we might be doing something rather naughty on VHF around about 7 o'clock this evening, but that all does depend, and we'll give you some more information about that later on. But now it's news time.
From around the world, as it happens, news.
Airfares to America are set to rise sharply, and transatlantic standby tickets will be scrapped following a decision by airlines to end their costly price-cutting war. Under the terms of the peace deal, which was struck by 9 major airlines at a meeting in Montreal 2 weeks ago and has since accepted by a ballot of the 55 members of the International Air Transport Association, individual airlines will file common fare structures to the British and US governments for approval. A hijacked Air France plane with more than 70 passengers landed in Catania, Sicily last night after Bulgaria, Albania, Libya and Greece refused to give landing permission. The Boeing 727, which was hijacked by 4 Arab-speaking gunmen armed with grenades while on a flight from Vienna to Paris, was surrounded by scores of armed policemen at Catania Airport. Police arrested 236 Birmingham City football supporters after they rampaged through London's Euston Station on the opening day of the soccer season. The fans arriving for the match at West Ham charged off the platform and knocked down bank holiday travellers. And a comment made during an Irish radio interview by the GLC leader Ken Livingstone, asserting that what Britain had done to Ireland over 800 years was worse than Hitler's persecution of the Jews, was attacked as shameful yesterday by Peter Shaw, Labour's shadow chancellor. Raiders opened mailbags containing registered letters and cheques on 2 trains early yesterday. Bags from the 2350 Euston to Liverpool train were found on the line near Crewe, and later police discovered that the mailbags on the 0030 Manchester to Euston train had been opened, but apparently nothing had been taken from him. And finally, tipsy barman Edward Fogarty flew from Dublin to London in a box yesterday without knowing a thing about it. Edward's unwitting escapade began after he started to walk home from a Dublin disco in the early hours of Saturday morning. He took a shortcut over the fence of Dublin Airport, and the effort of climbing the fence exhausted the boozy barman, and he climbed into a wooden pallet to rest. Astonished staff at Heathrow Airport discovered the 18-year-old stowaway still sleeping it off in a wooden pallet unloaded from an Aer Lingus Boeing 737. Edward from Santry in Dublin was flown home after questioning and was charged only £61 for the joyride. Watford Sound weather, there'll be sunny intervals after a dull start. It's going to be rather cloudy at times. Maximum temperatures 22 degrees centigrade, 72 degrees Fahrenheit. The outlook for Monday and Tuesday is mainly dry with sunny intervals.
Good music radio.
Well, don't forget, he'll be on the radio in 2 seconds from now, flapping his mouth all over the place. But taking you up until then, here's Stevie Nicks and the Nick Carter hit pick for this week, and a song called Stand By.
Yeah. was Stevie Nicks' brand new single from her. It's called Stand Back, taken from the LP The Wild Heart, also including lots of other exciting tracks. Good afternoon to you. It's me, Ron Gobble, on the Sunday, the lunchtime Gobble Show, my goodness me. Lots of good music between now and 2 o'clock, including, my goodness me, a bit of Gallagher and Lyle, some Dave Kelly, Marillion, Godley and Cream, Tom Robinson Band, and some Billy Joel. A little bit later on in the show, we'll be taking a look at Girls, How Randy Are You? We'll be asking that effervescent question here on Watford Sound, and also a special Watford Sound questionnaire. Featured LP this lunchtime, Elvis Costello and his brand new one, Punch the Clock. Lots of tracks from that. And we'll also be taking a look at local cinema.
Said he was giving me a tap at a dress. That's just what I've always wanted. And then he said he'd give me more or less of just what I've always wanted. But you don't give me anything, and I don't ask you, just yourself is good enough. That's just what I've always wanted, just what I've always wanted. Oh, just what I've always wanted.
From the LP Show People, that's something called Just What I Always Wanted. It's, my goodness me, about 12 minutes past 12 here on Watford Sound. There is a phone line open now if you want to give us a ring, then dial up 866-562-001 before that, of course, if you're outside London. Speaking, of course, to Debbie the Moan Girl, who will take your dedications and requests, and we'll be playing them a little bit later on the show. So if you wanted to hear anything in particular, give us a ring on 866-5620. Coming up a little bit later on in the show, I'll be having a little bit of a natter about the brand new Gerry Anderson TV series, which is out quite soon. There's actually an annual out as well. I'll be telling a little bit more about that later on. And as I was saying, special Watford Sound questionnaire, and also asking girls, how randy are you? All that, plus of course a look at the local cinemas and some Would You Believe It's, and lots of terribly exciting things like that. Featured LP today, as I said, Elvis Costello. Punch the Clock. This is called The Invisible Man from the LP.
I was committed to life and then commuted to the outskirts with all the love in the world. Living the 30 minutes of time with a break in the middle of the adverts. But it's a wonderful world within me, cinema hall.
disaster. I'm shattered like a piece of the puzzle in an alabaster. The moment painted on the ceiling above. You can get them to you do your love. I wanna get out while I still can. Where my speakers hanging from the lampposts, listening to the murder mystery. While someone's hiding in the classroom, fortune the books of history. Never mind, there's a good film showing tonight. Where they hang everybody who can read and write. Well, that could never happen here. But then again, it might. Cause it starts a rolling face in the ceiling of mine. But you can get them to really get loud. I wanna get out while I still can. I wanna be like Harry Houdini.
LP called Punch the Clock, Elvis Costello, and The Attraction's an excellent songwriter indeed, and that's something called The Invisible Man. A few more tracks from that LP to come later on in the show. I'll be playing Shipbuilding as well, so stick around for that one. You might be interested to know if Elvis Costello is out on tour at the moment. I've seen him about a couple of months ago, and he's rather good in concert these days. Good value for money, and a very good performer to boot, so well worth it. As I was saying a bit earlier on, in fact, I'll be looking at the local cinema around this area a little bit later on in the show, but you might well know Monty Python have got a brand new film out. It's called The Meaning of Life. It's certainly a bit of a change in direction for Monty Python. It's not like Life of Brian at all. Life of Brian, I thought, was particularly funny. The new one is very strange, because if you've got a particularly warped sixth sense of humour and like to see people having their intestines torn out, that sort of thing, then you really will like the film. It's surprised me that it hasn't caused half as much fuss as Brian has, because there's one really funny scene in the film where Michael Palin, who's playing this Catholic Yorkshireman, is on the sort of cobble streets, and he gets home to find all his children, all sort of 700 of them, piled into this room, and he sings this little song, and I think it's rather good, and I'll play this one for anyone who's Catholic and listening at the moment, because it's a rather classic little track. This is Every Sperm is Sacred.
There are Jews in the world, there are Buddhists, there are Hindus and Mormons, and then there are those that follow Mohammed's books. I've never been one of them. I'm a Roman Catholic, and have been since before I was born. And the one thing they say about Catholics is they'll take you as soon as you're warm. You don't have to be a six-footer. You don't have to have a great brain. You don't have to have any clothes on. You're a Catholic the moment that came. Because every sperm is sacred. Every sperm is great. If a sperm is wasted, God gets quite irate.
Every sperm is sacred. Every sperm is great.
Trigum, that's Grant, that's Monty Python from the brand new film, The Meaning of Life. Michael Palin on lead vocals there, and that's something called Every Sperm is Sacred. I think I'm about to be told something here by our old uncle Nicholas J. Bond, who's joined me in the studio. Over to you, Nick.
Yeah, I was just going to say, can you sort of plug the phone line, something chronic just at the moment, because we haven't had too many calls so far, and apparently somebody phoned up from Maida Vale, and a member of a well-known radio station called London Town, so a big hello to all of you. Nice to know you're listening.
Nice to have you along.
Well, but can I just say that it's 866-5620, and it's only going to be open for about another 20 minutes, so please phone up right this second if you're listening.
Okay, well, don't forget then, if you want to give us a ring, 866-5620, and that's 01 if you're outside London. Give Debbie the phone girl a ring, have a chat to her, and all the rest of it, and she'll take your dedications down, and your requests, and all that sort of thing, because she's very good at doing things like that, basically. Anyway, a quick few did you know, terribly exciting these, actually. Here we go. Did you know, in fact, how about this, did you know that when Jack Furon was hanged in 1750 for having had unnatural relations with a donkey, several citizens, including the local abbot, spoke up for the previous good character of his mount. The court acquitted the donkey, declaring that she had been undoubtedly the victim of rape. And finally, did you know the marriage feast of the Nyamwezi consists of Bugali Buga Budula Mbugi, which is to pierce the wooden dance, apparently. Dice, sorry, for the groom, symbolising defloration, and the bride eats Bugali Abua Kumbakalawawa, which is ant bites, symbolising the ant bites she will receive whilst making love to the bridegroom on the ground. Well. Don't forget, phone lines open now, 866-5620. Here's the Electric Light Orchestra and Rock Aria from the LP A New World Record.
Yeah.
International Light Orchestra from the LP A New World Record, that's something called Rockaria. Once again, the phone line if you want a dedication or a request this lunchtime on Watford Sound is 866-5620, and of course 01 if you're outside London. Let's have a quick chat to Debbie Namongo. Now, talking about things of that nature, it's time now for the Watford Sound questionnaire. How randy are you? And you can join in this no matter what sex you are, so if you just want to dash off and quickly get a bit of pen and paper, then we'll go through it in just a tick with a bit of Goblin Cream in the background. And this thing called Samson. You've got your papers and your pens ready, and you're ready for the competition. Not the competition, sorry. So we're going to go through the questionnaire first of all. This is girls, how randy are you? But of course, if you want to do this and you're a lad, don't worry about it. First of all, your first question. You meet an old flame you haven't seen for 10 years. Do you answer A, shake hands politely? Answer B, ask him if he wants to dance the Gingang Ghouli and then run off with his wallet? Or would you rather answer C, put your head in his trousers and shout, anybody home? Okay, got you onto that one. Question two, your new boyfriend invites you round to his flat for a meal. Do you A, get bang at it the moment you get inside the door? Answer B, decide to have a quick one first without even getting inside the door? Or answer C, watch Crossroads and go home on the bus? Question three, your fat ugly little boss invites you to come to Paris with him for the weekend. Do you answer A, arrive in the office on Friday with arms full of Tampax? Am I allowed to say Tampax in the radio? Answer B, try and catch his willy in the filing cabinet. Or answer C, go anyway, as it's the best offer you've had in months. And finally, question four, your boyfriend slips a disc playing rugby and cannot carry on any sort of sex life for 3 months. Do you answer A, tell him you're not worried about the lovemaking and nurse him through? Answer B, you shrug your shoulders and send off for a sex toy catalogue? Or answer C, go off with Nick Carter instead? Well, if you've got the answers to that, I'll be telling you what the correct answers were after the next record. But it's time now on Radio Watford's Sound for, in fact, our competition. We've got lots of exciting chart singles to give away. All you have to do is dial this number with the answer to this question. The number is 866-5620. And the question is very simply, Elvis Costello's first record label before he was on F-Beat. So if you know the label that Elvis Costello was on originally, then give us a ring on 866-5620 and you could win some chart singles by telling Debbie the phone girl the correct answer. And just to make it incredibly difficult, I'll give you a very quick clue. I am at the moment what the label is. Damn boy. Well, gobble me sideways, it's time for Nicholas James Bolland, who wants to say hello to a few people, so over to you, Nicky J.
Sure would like to say hello to just one or two regular Radio Floss listeners who might not be listening. Brian Nissim in Hendon, and Judith Conn in Finchley, and also to Debbie Clark in Northolt, to name but a few, and also Tom Massey. Why don't you phone us up and tell us you're listening, and we'll give you a request in about half an hour's time. So really would like to hear from you, because the phone line will be closed in about 10 minutes. And also to the chap who won my competition from a couple of weeks ago, hope you received your prize, and why don't you phone up and tell us you're listening as well.
Yes, once again, the Watford Sound competition for this Sunday lunchtime on the Sunday Lunchtime Gobble. What was the first record label that Elvis Costello was on? And I shan't mention erecting tents or anything like that. Look. Oh dear, who said that? Sorry. Well, there you go. That's a bit of Godly and Cream and the B-side of a single that came off the LP Birds of Prey. The A-side is absolute a big pile of vomit, and the B-side isn't much better either. The A-side is called Samson, and the B-side has been very inventively called Samson the Dance Mix. How about that? Here's a bit of Gallagher and Lyle, Living on the Breadline.